This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Ryan, and Ryan's down in our Southampton training centre. Hi, Ryan, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, mate. Thank you for asking. Ryan, before we get started on the Train for Trade Skills side of things, what sort of things have you been doing in your career?
Well, I'm only 21 years old, so I haven't really had much of a career, but I've been working down at Finkley Down Farm. It's like just this little farm park for families and children down at Andover.
Mm-hmm. When did you leave school then, Ryan?
Well, I left school when I was 15, 16, and then I went on to college. And then after college, I actually got a scholarship to play football in America.
Oh, nice.
But I dropped out after about a year and a half.
Not so good in the States then?
No.
I think you make it on my own. I think America's Marmite land, isn't it? You either love it or you hate it, and nothing in the middle. So anyway, you've come back, you're now 21, and you're going, I should have a trade. Why is that?
Well, it's like a skill you can pick up, and it's there forever. Mm-hmm. I mean, an electrician, all you have to do is if, like, you want to take a break from it, and then, like, chill out for a couple of years doing something else, you can always come back to it. All you need to do is, like, a refresher course.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, for a guy who's into football, have you had a sort of DIY side to you as well? Because what I'm saying is, why electrical?
I work at Finkley Down Farm.
Mm-hmm.
So I do all the maintenance there. It's, like, all hands-on. Like, a little bit of everything. Like, I work with my stepdad there.
Yeah.
And we do all, like, the plumbing. Some of the electrics. Like, he'll show me around it because he's got a lot of experience in areas like that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you've got a really rounded job, and you need to be qualified to, I guess, for no other reason, meeting all the legal requirements these days.
Yeah.
So how did you stumble across Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I was browsing on the internet, just trying to look at, because I wanted to get trained in a trade.
Yeah.
So I was just, like, browsing on the internet, and ATL, well, not Trade for Trade, was one of the first ones that popped up.
Right, I see.
And I applied to, like, a few.
Okay. And you thought, T4TS is for me, so you got started, and then you're studying at home.
Yep.
How did that go?
Well, it's a bit more difficult, because to understand what you're doing, like, I'm one of them people that learns from doing.
Ah.
So reading from the book isn't so good for me, but when I come here, it's like really good for me.
So it's a bit like the simile would be, you've got all the pieces of the jigsaw puzzle when you were studying at home, and when you get to the practical centre, you put all the puzzle together and it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So what sort of things have you been doing down in Southampton then?
Just putting up a lighting circuit, putting up a ring final circuit, testing to see if it works. We're doing a bit of live testing at the moment on the live circuit, so
okay.
It's all good.
If we just sort of take the whole course so far, if Dad's obviously quite an experienced guy, has he been helping you? What was his view of the course?
He thinks it's a good course. Like, it's obviously in a bit more depth than he understands, but he's been trying to help me where he knows, like, and also, like, he'll show me, like, how to understand a multimeter at home and et cetera, like.
And so that's been helping you on the course as well, I guess, then, Ryan?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. And so, obviously, when you've qualified, the idea is to stay down on the farm and work with that project. But have you got aspirations or some kind of feeling that one day it will be your own company that's doing the work?
Yeah, well, one day I hope to be not just trained in an electrician. I hope to be trained in everything else. So I'll be a plumber, a gas engineer and stuff like that, so I can start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have to, I can do all the work.
I'll tell you what it sounds like to me, that school was one thing, but starting with Train for Trade Skills has kind of like inspired you or sparked something off so that you can really get qualified again. It's giving you that confidence.
Yeah.
And would that be right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, listen, I wish you all the best with that and look forward to speaking to you further down the track when you're on your gas or your plumbing, Ryan. Wish you all the best with it. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks a lot.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.